This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Welcome, Ben. This morning we're talking law and order, and Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Crispin is with us this morning. And if you have any questions dealing with law and order in Murfreesboro, and I underline that, we're talking about issues that deal in the city limits of Murfreesboro, give us a call at 893-1450. Which one of those mics do you want? Because they're all turned the wrong way, it looks like. Okay. Glenn Crispin with us this morning. Glenn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
It's good to be here. Are we wired up now?
I think we are.
Good. So many microphones, so few choices.
Which one? Well, how's everything at the Murfreesboro Police Department?
I think it's good. It's we've had a rainy little spell here.
We needed it, though.
But we needed that. Yeah. Early in the summer, we were all praying for that kind of precipitation, and we've gotten it, and the grass is green and hay is growing, and
temperatures are very comfortable.
Temperatures are getting better by the day. Yeah. Going to have a nice cool weekend, I think, as we head into the fall and football season starts and all of those things connected to that. So
starting to feel like football.
It's a great time. Yeah. In Middle Tennessee.
Absolutely. Clean smell in the air and everything. Let's first of all start with some of the things that have been going on here in the community. Tragedy just a few days ago, a drive-by shooting. Mm-hmm. Someone was killed. I say a drive-by shooting because that's what people are referring to it as. And when I think about a drive-by shooting, I think of something that was more intentional. Do you think this was intentional, or was it just somebody out shooting a gun as they drove down the street and it hit a bullet and killed somebody?
Well, based on what we know right now, and the investigation is still ongoing, obviously, but we think the shooting was intentional. We think that there was clearly an intent to fire those rounds. From what we know right now, I think the victim who died as a result of that gunfire, I don't think he was an intended victim. I think he was tragically in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think if you are using a firearm irresponsibly and you're endangering other people's lives irresponsibly, then you're accountable for those actions, and certainly that's the task ahead of us, is to try to identify the person or persons responsible for that and hold them accountable for their actions this weekend.
This was a wedding celebration, I understand, and it was Saturday going into Sunday morning. This happened just shortly after midnight. On Chestnut Street here in town.
That's correct.
So tragedy, definitely.
And I think if, as we always say, you know, you can, when you're investigating any kind of criminal activity, whether it's that or whatever the case might be, you never have too much information. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think hampers these types of investigations is the fear of retaliation, the fear that people will use retribution against those who come forward and provide information. There are ways for you to provide information anonymously. There are ways for you to aid the investigation, even if you're not able or willing to be a direct witness. So what we'd encourage people to do is, if they know anything about that situation or any other situation that involves the commission of a crime in the city of Murfreesboro, two or three options. First one is you can call the Criminal Investigations Division. Those are the people that are actually conducting this investigation and all of our long-term investigations. 893-2717. 893-2717. And There should be somebody that would answer that phone almost 24 hours a day. Generally during the overnight hours there are detectives working, but they're most often out and about away from the building, so there's a way to leave a message there if you need to. Certainly you can always call Crime Stoppers. 893-STOP, 893-7867 is the number. And that line is monitored 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can actually talk to a human being, talk to a person, and give them any information that you'd like to anonymously. You don't have to identify yourself. You may be eligible for a reward if you provide information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the offender.
That's a cash reward.
Cash reward.
No checks or anything.
No checks.
It's $1,000, you get $1,000 cash.
Somebody hands you $1,000, you well remember that because you were on that board for many, many years.
Great program.
So certainly, if there are people that have information with regard to that ongoing homicide investigation or any of the other active investigations that you may be familiar with, please call us at one of those numbers and share that information with us. We need you. We need your information.
There are some other crimes that seem to be expanding in the community, at least expanding in certain areas of the community. That's home break-ins. Hmm. With specific targets of persons, jewelry, personal items that have some value to them. It seems, in looking at police reports and talking with victims of these crimes lately, they will have been away from their home for a short period of time, and the person gets into the home quickly, goes to where they seem to know different things are located and exits quickly. Mm-hmm. So they have a knowledge, it appears they have a knowledge of the home, the surroundings, and things of that sort. And it seems that jewelry, money, memorabilia that has significant value, these are things that they're looking for. Now, what would you do, how would you encourage people to reduce their risk of being a victim of these crimes? I mean, obviously, if somebody knows what's in your house and where it is, how do you know who they are?
Well, it's very difficult to know who they are. And I think the way you reduce that risk, to answer your question, is you have to take reasonable steps that are reasonable for the things that you want to protect. And if you think that, okay, my personal safety is the thing that's most important to me, so I want to protect that most of all, then there are a number of different ways that you can do that. And over the course of, many of these shows over the years, we've talked about home security, and that's everything from locks, lights, alarms, neighborhood watch, identifying your property so that if it's stolen, you've got some way of trying to re-identify it later on if it's recovered and found by the police. I think one of the things that we have to do is if you have a home, if you're in a situation where you have an expensive set of valuables in your home, if you have jewelry, if you have diamonds, if you have gun collections, if you have heirlooms, that are of tremendous sentimental value to you, or if they have significant market value, then I think you need to take reasonable steps to protect those things. For most people in this day and time, an alarm system is a reasonable option. We've talked about that. There are purchase options for alarms. There are low-cost monitoring options for alarm systems in this day and time with the electronic technology that we have. And I'm not going to say that that's always the answer, but I think what each individual family has to do, which each individual homeowner has to do, is take a look at those things that they wish to protect and then take reasonable steps to do that. For instance, if you had a lifetime collection of firearms that were extremely valuable, not only monetarily, but sentimentally to you, then it's probably worthwhile for you to invest maybe $1,000 or a few thousand dollars in a safe that's going to slow a potential thief down so they can't kick a door in, run in your house, open a drawer, and empty out a drawer that may have $5,000 worth of firearms in it. You know, and I suppose the question is, you know, is it reasonable for us to have to take steps to do that kind of thing as homeowners? And I think the answer, unfortunately, is yes, depending on what you have to protect. Now, if you don't have expensive jewelry, heirloom jewelry, extensive gun collection, extensive collection of memorabilia, you know, that would be easily sold, that would have a ready market value, then maybe a good alarm system is all you need. Maybe good locks are all you need. Maybe a good neighborhood watch program where your neighbors are helping to watch your house at those times when they know you're away. And then just report to the police when you see something suspicious. You know, one of the best stories that I have when we talk about neighborhood watch is we had an area where that was experiencing a high number of burglaries. And unfortunately, it was a part of the city that had a transient population. It was over around the university and a lot of people moving in and out and whatnot. And so when we were having a conversation with one of the property owners there at one point, somebody said, well, I saw somebody walking down the street the other day with a 52-inch flat-screen television.
A little suspicious looking.
and it was, but, you know, what we need people to do when they see that kind of thing is pick the phone up and call 911, pick the phone up and call 893-1311, let us know about that so that we can get a car there, stop that person, find out where that television came from. You know, you might very well break wide open a burglary ring with that one stop. That's why, again, I say we need your information. We need your help.
And that's now not an hour, 2 hours, 2 days later.
Not 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Right now.
So it sounds like the neighborhood watch is a smart thing to do. And for people who don't know what a neighborhood watch is, maybe they're new to the area and have never had one before. How do you know if you have one in your neighborhood already?
Well, you can call our public relations section. 895-3874 is the number at the Murfreesboro Police Annex. 895-3874. Ask to speak to Sergeant Melvin Cunningham, and he can tell you all about that. He can tell you if there's an active program in your area. He can tell you who the organizer of that program was and give you any information that you'd need to be a part of that program. Or set up a program if you don't have one.
And does your neighborhood have some kind of a signage or designation where the, you know, the culprits out there, where they would come into the area and say, hey, this has a neighborhood watch, I think I'll stay away from here?
Absolutely. There's signage that's available. We'll provide meetings at no cost. Provide a meeting place if you need one at no cost, and we'll give you information on the program and how it works. And as important as anything else, what we just talked about, how to report to the police if you see suspicious activity. There are things, I mean, I think you use that word, that looks rather suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it looks suspicious, if it's suspicious to you, if you live in that neighborhood and it's unusual to you, you've never seen that before, then that's worth a call to the police and just get a car to roll through and say, well, I checked this person, I checked this car, I checked this house, I checked this business, whatever it was, and everything was all right. But you never know when they're going to check that car and find a bank bag in the back where they've robbed a bank. They find a flat-screen television. They'll find some jewelry that came out of a burglary. You know, you never know what you'll find. But again, a lot of that goes back to the observance of suspicious activity and then timely reporting.
So you need to do that. And again, what is the number to call for information on the neighborhood watch?
895-3874. That's at the police annex. 895-3874, and ask for Sergeant Melvin Cunningham.
Okay, good thing to do. And today would be a good time to start this program. Our number here at the radio station is 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. And when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. If you have a question dealing with law and order here in Murfreesboro, give us a call. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman is with us this morning, 893-1450. The lines are open now.
We take you to the local games. We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9 and AM 1450.
Need credit? Discharge bankruptcy? Do you have poor credit? Ford of Murfreesboro can help. Ford has credit experts that will work for you from the start of the sale to the time you drive off the lot. Ford can help better your credit situation. Imagine driving a new car today. It can happen at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Ford of Murfreesboro at the corner of Northfield Boulevard and Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area today, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. We'll have plenty of sunshine, though. High temperatures still warm in the low 90s. Tonight, spotty showers and storms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, it's 75.
This is Linda Hembry at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We love to get to know all of our customers, not just by their faces, but also by their names. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Murfree Boulevard, member FDIC.
Lay it against sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Played Against Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Quite a bit of congestion this morning on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. We also have Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Casey Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and also South Church at Barfield, all with a good deal of congestion still for us this morning. We've got fog in the area, which means make sure you have those headlights on, windshield wipers moving every once in a while so you can see and be seen. Free at Last Bonding is a full-service bail bonds company serving all of Middle Tennessee with over 45 years of combined experience. Call 242-3733 or go online to freeatlastbonding.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
Our meteorologist
giving you an exclusive Weather Eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Break your heart. He don't love you like I love you. He's trying to tear us apart.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking law and order this morning, 893-1450. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman is with us this morning. And the number to call is 893-1450. In looking at some of the traffic reports lately, it looks as if we have had an increase in fatalities here in the Murfreesboro area. The weather has been decent. I mean, we haven't had any rains that have created problems, certainly no icy roads or anything. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I think it's a variety of different things, Bart. I think so far this year, we were talking about this yesterday. I believe we've had six this year, which would match the total that we had year before last. Last year, we were very fortunate and only had two traffic-related fatalities, which was a tremendous improvement for us. As I have said often, any is too many. One of the worst things that police officers ever have to do is go to someone's home and tell them that a loved one's not coming back home, or has died as a result of a traffic crash fatality. In the six that we've had this year, they've been kind of spread out. We've had a couple involving motorcycles that were very unfortunate situations. We've had some situations where people fail to yield to a sign or a signal, and we believe that resulted in a crash that ultimately resulted in the death of one of the drivers. The one that we had most recently, I think, was suspected to have been some kind of a road rage or a traffic incident between two drivers that resulted in a vehicle leaving the roadway and a driver being ejected from a vehicle. So I think, one of the things that we want to say, we're headed into the fall, school's back in session. We probably have a different type of a traffic pattern now than we have had during the summer months, the vacation months, when people have been, out of school, some people with reduced work schedules and vacations and those kinds of things. So what I hope that our listeners will do is pay heed to some basic kinds of things. And we talk about these things often, but these are the kind of things, Bart, that you can't say too much. First of all, obey the posted speed limits. There's a reason why that speed limit is there, and it's there typically because of the road conditions and the traffic patterns. If you have a wide, open highway like you have on an interstate system, typically it's expected that you could travel a little faster because you don't have obstructions, you don't have crossing streets, you don't have signage or signal controls. That's vastly different from what you have on a state highway that has all kinds of roads intersecting from the left and the right, and you have people crossing over, you have red lights, you have stop signs, you have four-way stops, and those kinds of things. So first of all, obey the speed limits. If it says 50, it says 50 for a reason. That's the speed that's deemed to be safe for that roadway, and not only safe for you, but safe for all of the other people that are sharing that roadway with you. The second thing I would say to our listeners is, for goodness sakes, please wear your seatbelts. I know that there's a lot of people that probably don't agree with a seatbelt law. They don't like being restrained in a vehicle. There's any number of reasons that we could all give for why we shouldn't have to wear a seatbelt, why government should not mandate that. And I respect those opinions. But having watched crashes and watched crash data for a career, this is my 36th year, and I will tell you from all of those years of experience, you have a far better chance of surviving a crash if you stay inside the vehicle than you do if you're ejected. And if you have a situation where the vehicle has a violent impact, runs off the roadway and flips or rolls or something, if you're not secured in that vehicle, the great likelihood is you're going to be ejected through a window, you're going to be ejected through a windshield, through a back glass. And once you are physically outside that vehicle in a dynamic crash type of a situation, you are at deadly risk from any number of things that could cause your death. So that's the whole purpose of the seatbelt. One of the things people say is, well, if the car catches fire, I won't be able to get out. If the car runs off into a river, I won't be able to get out and I'll drown. Those things are possible, but the greatest likelihood is if you're in a crash and you're ejected, your likelihood of surviving that crash is very, very minimal. So second thing is wear your seatbelts, please. Certainly, don't drink and drive. Don't be a distracted driver. You know, the studies most recently from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have said that if you are distracted for whatever reason, you're texting, you're emailing, you're fiddling with your phone, you're using whatever apps are on your smartphone, and certainly they're very powerful tools, but if you're distracted from what you're doing and driving that vehicle, you're probably just as dangerous as you would be if you were driving under the influence of an intoxicant. So don't be distracted. Pay attention to what you're doing.
And there's so many things that distract you these
right.
days.
That's right. When we go through the basic police school as police officers, then they teach us the use of deadly force, and they teach us how to operate emergency vehicles. One of the things that they make very, very clear to us is your safe operation of this emergency vehicle probably has more deadly force potential than the use of a firearm does, because it's a great big vehicle, it's traveling at speed, and people get hurt in those mm-hmm. situations. So don't be a distracted driver. Don't drink and drive. And then the last thing that I would just say is pay attention to the traffic control devices that are out there. You know, in at least one of the fatalities that we're looking at right now, we've got a red light situation that was involved.
back to the people running the red lights.
That's right. And you have to remember what, and it was the same situation that was in this case, the dynamic of a red light or a stop sign or a four-way stop sign is somebody's supposed to stop there. And the other person then has the right-of-way either because they have the red light, because they've stopped at a four-way stop sign, now it's their time to go, or because there's a stop sign on one side, but it's an open street on the other. Please obey those sign and signal controls, because when you don't and you end up with a crossing accident, one of those T-bones that we've talked about with the red light camera so often, that's the most dangerous and often fatal type of a crash dynamic. People die in those situations, and we've had some die this year in those situations.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
This is not really a traffic question, but I have a question about where I live, the street I live on. There's been numerous parties going on, and my main question is, if you have a party at your home, is it okay to party out in the street, dance in the middle of the street, where you're blocking traffic and cars cannot get through, as well as the music is so loud it's disturbing the neighbors even after you go to sleep 12 and 1 o'clock at night?
No, it's not okay. People can't block the streets. They can't play music so loud that it disturbs their neighbors. They can't do at least those two things from your example, and there may be others: disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, obstructing the roadway, public intoxication. You know, those are just a few of the things that kind of jump out at me from your example. It's okay to have a party. It's okay for it to go on into the early evening hours if you've talked to your neighbors and if it's not disturbing them. But anytime any of those other three or four things begin to happen, then you've got violations of local ordinance and maybe violations of state law that are actionable either by arrest or citation.
Okay, even when I ask them to turn the music down, you know, then I have to argue, you know, it's bad words, you know, from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I call the police, they come, they turn the music down.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the police leave, they turn it back up.
Mm-hmm. I think what we try to do in those situations is, when you call us the first time, if we go out there and they turn it down when we come, normally what we'll say is, okay, you've been warned, we've got a complaint, it's 11 o'clock, people are trying to sleep. You've been warned, when we come back again, we're either going to cite or arrest somebody. And then I think when you go back that second time, you do just that. And either, most of the time when that happens, the party closes and you don't have any more complaints for the rest of the night. You know, that's the way typically we handle those situations, and that's the way I think works best. You want to give them a chance to understand that there's been a complaint and they need to either quiet it down or turn it off. And then if they don't, then there's consequences.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
893-1450. That opens a line for you this morning, 893-1450. We'll take some more calls in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow, with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
For the forecast area today, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. We'll have plenty of sunshine, though. High temperatures still warm in the low 90s. Tonight, spotty showers and storms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, it's 75.
That update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com. Again, that's progressive.com.
Want a green lawn? Try Five Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed. If you have had trouble growing a lush green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then Five Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed has your answer. Five Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South.
Pick some up today at the Rutherford County Farmers Co-op on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near Church Street in Aspertina.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
Last of all, I would like to thank you for the word or two spoken in the moments when I needed you to see me through, and they do.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about law and order here in Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman is with us this morning. 893-1450 is our number. And we've talked a little about traffic fatalities being up here in Murfreesboro. We've touched a bit on home break-ins. Let's go a little bit more on the home break-ins, because that has really touched a lot of people, and people are scratching their heads wondering what to do, how to avoid being a victim of a home break-in and losing so much.
It has, and again, we go back to some of the stuff that we talked about earlier, particularly reporting, and if you have information that you want to report either anonymously or directly to an investigator, I gave a couple of numbers earlier, Crime Stoppers, 893-STOP. That's 893-7867 or 893-STOP. And right now, in connection with that, we have an enhanced reward of $10,000. Typically, the normal Crime Stoppers reward is $1,000 cash for money or for information leading to arrest and conviction. In the case of a home burglary where a significant amount of jewelry was taken out on Georgetown Lane, at the Ray residence, we have an additional reward of $10,000 that's been made available in an attempt to recover some of those valuables that were taken, or to identify the persons that were responsible for that theft and hold them accountable. So if you have information regarding any of those home burglaries or thefts, 893-STOP is the Crime Stoppers number. 893-7867 is the numeric. Or you can call Criminal Investigations at 893-2717, 893-2717.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Police Chief Glenn Chrisman. How are you today?
Doing fine. How about y'all?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
I have a question. Of course, it's not on the burglars or anything like that, but I was just wondering what... You know, if you get pulled over for, you know, whatever reason, and the officer that pulls you over, you know, when they're, you know, I understand they have to kind of be stern or whatever, but when they just flat out get, you know, pretty mean or nasty to you, do you usually report officers that are like that, you know, kind of, you know, over the board behavior to people, or do you just, you know, brush it off, or is there something that you can do about, you know, officers that, you know, that are that way to people that they pull over?
Well, there's two or three things you can do, and I think the first thing that you can do, if you can't talk to the officer, hopefully you'd be able to talk to the officer and resolve it right there. You know, face-to-face is always the best thing, but sometimes you can't do that. One of the things that you can do, and one of the things that we like for people to do, is call after a situation like that and ask to speak to their supervisor. You know, in any kind of an organization, it's always best to solve problems at the lowest level that you can. You can call and ask to talk to their supervisor, tell their supervisor what happened, and see if their supervisor can address that and deal with that in a way that is pleasing to you, that accomplishes what it is that you want to do. If that doesn't work, or if that's something that you know, you don't feel comfortable with, then certainly there is a formal complaint process. It's called a citizen complaint, and you can call our Office of Professional Responsibility and talk to an investigator. You can come in and fill out a complaint form, sign a complaint form, and then that complaint is investigated, and we decide if that officer was, if they were just rude, or if they, you know, violated policy or something like that, and then they can be held accountable. I have a lot of people that call me directly, and they don't want to file a formal complaint. They really don't want to get anybody in serious trouble. They just don't feel like they were treated right, and they'd like to have that addressed informally. And we do that a lot, too. At the end of the day, I expect that our police officers are going to be professional and courteous to all of our citizens that they come in contact with. Sometimes, for whatever reasons, perhaps they're not. The vast majority of the time, they are. And that's what we expect they do, and that's what you'd want them to do. But when they're not, we want to know about that so we can correct that situation.
Okay, that sounds good, because, I mean, I had an incident, which I think for, you know, most of the guys, I think a lot of the, you know, I know several officers right here, and they're great guys and do a good job. But I have had a couple instances where, you know, my daughter got pulled over and had her in tears over nothing, couldn't understand it and why he was so rude to her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can understand police officers, they have to be kind of stern, because, I mean, I know some people they probably deal with, they probably like to wring their necks, you know, but I've always taught my kids to be nice and do what he says, and, you know, if you get rude, well, he's going to get rude back with you. But yeah, well, that sounds good, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your call. That's exactly the way we train our police officers, too. You be as nice to people as they will let you, up until the point that they become physically abusive or verbally abusive, and then you may have to become a little more stern and even take physical control of that situation on occasions, and unfortunately sometimes we do.
Thanks for your call.
Yes.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chief Glenn Chrisman. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Yes. I'm going to go back to the burglary situation.
Okay.
I think y'all should y'all may already do this, I'm not sure, but y'all should keep a file on whoever's been arrested or been for burglaries lately, because a lot of times it's repeat offenders that's doing it. When they get released, all they do is start burglarizing again. I had this happen to me last year. I live out of town most of the time now, and I got an unoccupied property in Murfreesboro, and somebody burglarized that, and once they made an arrest on him, they found out that he was basically, what he was a career burglar. He had just been released about 3 weeks earlier, and he started burglarizing again. And I would say it's a good chance, if y'all you know, look into it, that it's the same people doing it over and over again. It's been released, and they out doing the same, up to their same up to their old business, you know. And I think y'all should, you know, keep some kind of like I said, y'all may already do this, I don't know, keep some kind of burglary file on hand, so y'all can whenever something like this happens, you can look up the recent arrest or the repeat offenders of this, because it's a good chance that they're the same people. And thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, and we do exactly that. not only keeping a file, but one of the things that we've been fortunate to do is maintain a strong relationship with probation and parole. We actually have probation parole officers come out and do ride-alongs with us and share information with us, and we work closely with them over at their offices, because if they're put on probation for a burglary offense, for instance, and you've got their probation officer that's working collaboratively with the police, then you kind of get the most bang for your buck there. You know who those people are, which is what the caller's suggesting. And then you can kind of make sure that they're doing the things that they're supposed to do based on what the judge has ordered as a part of their last sentencing. So that's a great idea, and we do that already, but I appreciate you calling to suggest it.
Thanks for your call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chief Glenn Crispin.
Yes, I have a question. My husband and I were on Medical Center Parkway. It's been about a week ago, and we were getting ready to turn in to the avenue where Belk's and where Callers is at, and we called 911, and the dispatcher, she couldn't figure out where we were at. She kept wanting to know what the name of the street was that turned into to Belk's, you know. And I told her, I said, well, I don't know what the street is, but I said, it's, you know, it's the first entrance there to Belk's, and there's Culver's and stuff. So, I mean, she just, you know, she said, well, I just can't do anything unless I know what the street is, you know. I mean, I assume those situations were like us. We didn't know what the name of the street was. I mean, luckily, before I got off the phone, there was a police officer there and, you know, and stuff. But it just seemed like she was, to me, pretty hateful about it, you know. You know, so, I mean, I don't know how much information that they have to have, you know, because, you know, I assumed she was here in town and knew where, you know, the avenue, you know, shopping center was at and stuff.
Right.
You know, and I realize at times you're going to have to, you know, there's going to be times you're going to have some vague information for a dispatcher. I didn't, you know, I just felt like she was, you know, being rude to us, you know.
Well, first of all, I apologize if she was being rude, or if you felt like she was being rude to you. Forgive us and forgive her for that. One of the things that I think our dispatchers are always focused on is trying to get help to people as quickly as they can, and they focus on that address or that location as specifically as they can to try and route help to the right place the first time. Back to your side of that, if you say, I'm at Medical Center Parkway at the entrance to Belk at the avenue, that's, to me, that's close enough.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, you know, it wasn't like I said, I was on Highway 50 at, you know, the first curve, you
right,
know.
Right, right. And the other side of that is, and I go back to the Colorado shooting just for a minute, the most recent one, this, and that's a quantum leap, but bear with me for a minute. If that dispatcher is taking a call from somebody that's running out of that theater and they've seen the gunman running in a certain place, they want to know which side of the theater he's at and which direction he's running. I mean, they're always going to be probative trying to find out the most information that they can get. But at some point, when you've given them all you know, then that's all you know, and that's got to be good
enough.
Well,
I mean, that's what I felt like. Yeah. I gave them, you know, I didn't know the name of the street. That, I mean, you know, that there was a road, actually a name. You know, I thought Belk's and Culver's, you know. And
that's close enough.
It was, you know, I just felt like, you know, she kept saying, well, I have to know the name of that street. And I said, finally, I just said, I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the street. That's all the information I had, and I just hung up because, you know, I thought, you know.
What was the nature of the call? What was it that you were reporting?
Well, it was an accident. We were turning off of Medical Center Parkway into, you know, we're going into Culver's for lunch.
Right.
And, you know, it was airbag deployed and stuff, and so, you know, we just pulled right in there and called, you know, so.
I will I will forward that information as quick as we get off the air, and first of all, thank you for calling and being a great citizen. I appreciate that, and again, my apologies if we weren't as polite as we could have been.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro, and Police Chief Glenn Crispin is our guest this morning. We'll be back and take some more calls. If you're on the line, hold on.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you need a bedroom set, come to Bell Furniture. Perhaps you're looking for a sleeper sofa, a recliner, or sectional sofa. They're half price at Bell Furniture. Beautiful leather recliners and lift chairs. First quality, name brand furniture, half price every day with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And it's all American made.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
You know, knew enough information to be dangerous myself, but just wanted an expert opinion, you know, somebody that knew that was really into the technology and up on all the terminology and that sort of thing.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology online at thetechlife.net.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Chief Glenn Chrisman. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Good morning.
Could I speak to the chief, please?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I was calling in about these basketball coach on the side of the road. Is they supposed to be on the side of the road like that?
No, sir. And if you will tell me where there is one, we'll get it removed.
It's on University Street. I've called in about it before, and there hadn't been anything did about it.
Okay.
And boy, they run all right in front of you, and if you hit one of them, you're the one going to be in trouble. So I think you should talk to the parents about it if you can't get them banged back off the street.
Okay. This one is on University Street. Is it back down near the backside of Patterson there?
Right there, right across from that church, right there on that corner. You know where I'm speaking of, right on University Street, across from the church.
Right. I'll get somebody to check on that today. I appreciate you calling me.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And we have about a minute left in the program. Is there anything that we need to reemphasize or tell people about before the show ends?
I want to go back to that fatality number. One is too many. We've had six so far this year. What we said, please slow down, drive the posted speed limit, wear your seat belt. Don't drive distracted, whether it's impaired from alcohol or other distractions, and obey those posted signal control devices, where they're red lights, stop signs, or four-way stops. Please do those four things. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect those other motorists that are sharing the roadway with you.
Glenn Chrisman, our guest this morning. Glenn, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, as always.
Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman visiting with us. Tomorrow we'll be talking lawns and gardens. Anthony Tuggle will be here tomorrow. So if you have any lawn or garden questions, join us at that time. Hey, have a super rest of the day. Right after a look at the news, Truman Jones will be with us on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Sometimes I just wanna hide, 'cause it's you I miss. And it's so hard to say goodbye when it comes to things.